Hey there, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie-Ann, and today I wanted to go over the topic of anxiety. I know for me, this has been a huge battle that I have had to overcome, and of course, it still pops up with certain things, and I have to go to God and get it all cleared up. But today I just wanted to share a little bit about this and how it destroys your life, what you can do instead, what has helped me, and I pray that you guys will really take these things to heart and that God will work through whatever this is, even if it's just encouraging you to seek after Him more, then that's awesome. So I will let you guys get to the episode because I honestly don't remember what I talked about. I recorded it before the last two episodes and I didn't have time to listen to it again. So it's about anxiety, I know that. So hopefully you guys enjoy and hopefully God will teach you something, encourage you through it or whatever. So we all know that anxiety is a deadly killer, or hopefully you do. I mean, it's like, it's becoming widespread known. I mean, there is plenty of doctors that will say, I can't remember the percentage, but it was at least 70% of people who come into the office, if they got rid of their anxiety, they would have no health problems. So anxiety is huge in our physical, our spiritual, our mental, our social lives. It's like, that's, I think, why Satan is so into getting us to be anxious and getting us to fear. And God's always trying to encourage us to not fear. Actually, He commands us not to fear and He commands us not to be anxious. And so, as John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that ye might have life and that ye might have it abundantly. That's not exactly what it says. I read that wrong. But anyway, I wanted to give a simple, quick fix to your anxious thoughts. It is not easy, but it is super simple and super quick. You just have to be very, very consistent and very diligent. So before I share what that is, I wanted to say that anxiety comes from thoughts we have that worry us. So anxiety comes from worry or fears. And it's normally thoughts about the future, about the unknown. They're normally based on a fear or a lie we believe about God or ourselves or others. And the thoughts can also be focused on bitterness, focused on pride, focused on some kind of sin that we have in our lives that worries us. And it's a real thing. You are not alone. I don't know if that has ever crossed your mind, but I think if I were to guess, everybody deals with anxiety at some point in their life, some more than others. I was just talking to somebody recently, and they had panic attacks. They have anxiety attacks. I have talked with another lady who battles depression, which is getting better, thankfully, but it used to be really bad. I know for myself, I have had to lay on the floor at least twice that I can remember because I was having either an anxiety attack or a panic attack. I'm not sure. But it's like, I would guess that everybody goes through that at some point. And so just realizing that this is not what God wants for us, because that is not abundant life. That is not the fruit of the Spirit. That is, has nothing to do with peace, has nothing to do with joy, has nothing to do with temperance or meekness or whatever the other ones are. I can't ever remember what they are. It's a very hard verse for me to memorize. But if you didn't ever notice the fact that Jesus prayed a lot, He prayed all night in, what was it, Luke 6:12. He prayed all night. And it says multiple times that he escaped from the crowd and he went up into a mountain to pray, and he encouraged his disciples to pray, and he prayed even with the disciples or for the disciples. And so Philippians 4, 6 through 7 is a very popular verse, but a lot of people, if you're like me anyway, you don't really understand how it works. You're like, okay, I give thanks in the circumstance and I'm done. Or, I don't know, a lot of people have a different thing of how that works. Sorry, I forgot to pause it with the car coming. The car or the truck where I normally record is way too hot right now, but in the breeze, it's really cold. So, or cold to me because I like hot, but the truck was too hot. Anyway, the blog post for next week is on 6 prayer topics that I started including on a regular basis. I think it was February of 2022, so it's been over a year now. And I would honestly contribute that to why my life has been so different. And I'll share the 6 topics next week because I could just go on forever with those. But those 6 topics are really what has held my relationship with God in a vibrant state, if I go through them. I can't remember. I looked through the journal because I'm still working on the same journal. So it's obviously I don't do it every day. But I noticed, like, I think a month had gone by at one point, and I'll skip a few days. I might skip a week or whatever, but I try to regularly go back to it. And recently I've been doing it a lot more just because of what's been going on in my life. And I need to stick to that. I really need to add it. So it's been almost every day. But one of the things I have, I think it was somebody else actually who was talking to somebody else, and I just happened to be there for the conversation. She had mentioned that we just need to give our thoughts to the Lord, just surrender them to Him. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a really great idea, and I've always heard that, but how do you do it? And so I don't know if God just opened my eyes a few days later, or if He actually showed me, or if I had prayed for it, or whatever it was. But for some reason, this image in my mind was of Jesus on the cross, and He's more like on the left-hand side. And on the right side, there's just this blank spot. And for some reason, I would see that in my mind when a thought came to my mind, and I would put that thought in the blank spot, and it would like go over like a cliff or something. It would like disappear. And all there was Jesus still on the cross with this blank spot. I don't know where that came from, but it works super well. So I think for the last 2 weeks, I had forgotten about it, or it didn't pop up as much, or I just ignored it. I don't remember. But the last few days I started doing that again. When a thought would come to my mind, even if it was a good thought, just remembering to bring those thoughts to the Lord. It's like, okay, what should I do with this thought? I need to give you thanks, or I need to pray for this person, or whatever. But just for some reason, that image pops up in my mind, and I put that thought on the blank spot, and it like disappears. It's like it slides off down behind, I don't know, a sheet of paper or whatever. That's kind of what it looks like. And it like goes away and it doesn't come back. So that has been what has been helping me in realizing, okay, this is what giving that thought to the Lord is, or giving what that anxious thing is. And so one of the things that is a thief to your joy is anxiety. So it often talks in the Bible about joy a lot. And that is like something God really, really wants us to have. And anxiety, anxious thoughts, is really against what He wants for us. And so some of the best ways we can get rid of our thoughts, other than praying and asking God how you can specifically do it, because everyone's going to be different. You're probably not going to get that image that pops up in my mind every time. But to confess our distrust and our doubt in God's character, because a lot of times our anxiety is built off of worry or fear. And if we really believed who God was, like I was talking about last week, then we really would have a lot of less worry in our lives. If every time we're like, oh, what if I get hit today while I'm in the car? And it's like, well, if you think about it, that's distrusting God, that he either would work all things out for good, or that he is going to protect us, or that if something does happen, then he'll use it to glorify himself, or just whatever. Just we're, if you're lacking joy and you're thinking on anxious thoughts, you probably have distrust and doubt in God, who he really is. So then just confessing that before the Lord, and then giving him our worries every time they come to mind, sort of like the image that I have that comes up, and then focusing on him and a relationship with him, because that is why Jesus came to earth. He came to reconcile our relationship with the Father. He really wants us to focus on our relationship with him. He doesn't want our works. He can do anything without us. He doesn't need us, but he wants to use us if we'll focus on him and a relationship with him. So that is all for today. I am praying for you guys, and I will make sure and have the, I forget which one I'm talking to. Oh, okay. So I'll make sure and have the 6 prayer topics next week on the blog. So if you listen to the podcast next week, you'll be able to see the link for those 6 topics below. So if you run out of time or something and you remember you want those 6 prayer topics, you can always go to the blog, and the link's always down below for the website. So I will let you guys go and pray you have a blessed week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. If you guys haven't heard about The Simplicity of Christianity, it is a 7-part book that I wrote for download, and I'll have the link down below. I just loved being able to write this. I loved the analogies of it. And it is basically on how we are supposed to be living the Christian life so that we can actually live it efficiently, live it just joyfully. And it goes through and lines up with how my training actually went for one of the best races I ever ran, the half marathon. An all trails, technical trail, so it was a lot of fun. But I lined everything up with that. There was a lot of new circumstances that happened that God allowed to create the whole atmosphere and the whole outline of it that just made it a really, really fun experience and really taught me a lot. And I hope that it helps you guys. There is a page that the link down below will take you to. You don't have to read the whole thing, but it does explain a little bit more about what it is, or you can just go right to the book, which will be at the top. So I hope you guys will check that out, and even let me know how you liked it. Let me know what you think. I really enjoyed it, and I pray that it encourages you on how you can focus on the Christian life and live it to the fullest.